Hey, we're the Druids. You've left regular radio behind.
You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
As down the glen one Easter morn, to a city he fair rode I. Their armoured lines of marching men in squadrons pass me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum did sound its red tattoos, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out through the foggy dew. Right proudly high o'er Dublin town they hung out the flag of war. It was better to die neath an Irish sky than Suvala or Sudalbar. And from the plains of of the great North Sea. Oh, had they died by Pierce's side and fought with Culberon, their graves we would keep where the Fenians sleep in the hills of the foggy dew. But the bravest fell and the requiem bell rang mournful. For those who died at Easter tide in springtime of the year, and the world did gaze with a deep amaze, and those fearless men and true who bore the fight at freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. And back through the glen while I rode again, my heart with grief was sore, for I parted then with valiant men we never shall see no more. But to and fro in my dreams I go, and I kneel and I pray for you. For slavery fled, oh glorious dead, you fell in the fog.
Welcome to the studio to the Druids. You guys are touring around the United States right now.
Yeah, we're on the first leg of our tour this year, of which we have four legs of our tour. So we're on the first one of this year. So we've been down in Manhattan, we've been in Boston, we've been in Saratoga, and currently we're en route to Buffalo. So it's a long and a grueling and extensive tour, a lot of driving. We spend hours in the van driving from place to place. This is the commitment that we made. You get the ups and downs with it, and we also get to meet people like yourself on occasion as well, which is lovely to come into the studio to have a conversation as well. So thanks for having us.
Sure, absolutely. You guys are celebrating your 10th anniversary?
Yeah, it's a miracle that we got to 10 years. But yes, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year. We started the band back in 2008. It was an idea. It was just a simple idea of pulling together a band that would sing songs that are about the history of our country. Not the songs that people would kind of associate with Ireland, like The Galway Girl or The Wild Rover or songs like that. Drinking songs either, yeah. So songs like that mean something and that commemorate people and commemorate events. That was the idea I had. I pulled Paddy into the band here beside me, who I had known from radio program that I present myself back in Dublin. And then we also had another friend of ours joined us as well, Gary Lawler, and he was with us for a few years. And so we started out as a three piece band. We brought in a bass player sometime after that, and we became a four piece. And the idea, Chris, to be honest, was that we would play a few local gigs in our own local area in Ireland, and maybe occasionally kind of break into the next county or whatever. But within a very short space of time, we discovered that it was going to be far more than that. And that was really the time where we needed to make a commitment to what we'd done. And shortly we were travelling to Scotland, we were travelling to England, we were travelling across Europe, and eventually we came to America. It's been like that for 10 years. We've been on the road basically for 10 years, and there's wonderful parts of that. There's also downsides of it as well, where we're away from our families and, you know, all that kind of stuff as well. I suppose the other side of that really, lads, is that we get to play our music and we get to bring our music around the country, don't we?
It's like what Mick said, it's what we signed up for. The family events and stuff like that, we're kind of all at the music that long that everyone understands the way it is, and we try to make some of them. Yeah, it's what we do. It's, we know no different at this stage. The commitment to come out here and do it out here is, it's proven to be easier in a sense to walk away from home to come out and do it out here because of the want for it out here as well. And so that's why we do what we do so easily as well, to come away and do it. Yeah, we definitely do miss home at times as well. Four lads in the one van for 2 weeks can be hairy enough at times.
I bet.
It's all good.
You mentioned sort of the difference between the popular drinking songs and the songs that you guys do. We're recording this just ahead of St. Patrick's Day, which of course is when a lot of the drinking songs get played, especially here in the United States. Is that what happens in Ireland as well?
To some degree, yes. And there are particular areas that would be kind of tourist areas where people would come, particularly from America, and they would visit Ireland and they would make their way to Temple Bar in Dublin or down to Killarney or, you know, places like that. And absolutely, they are the songs that they will hear. That will be the soundtrack of their vacation in Ireland. I suppose we kind of value them songs to a degree. There is a place for them, and we're not saying that they're wrong or anything like that. There is a place for them, and they're happy songs, and people have a good night out, and there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. But the songs that we sing, we feel, mean more to us in terms of commemorating people that have went before us. You see, I suppose to understand this, Chris, you have to understand a little bit about the Irish history. And Irish history, we can date our history way back to the time of the Romans. You know, Ireland was invaded by England in the 10th century. And ever since then, we have been trying to get freedom for our country. And there has been various times during that struggle for freedom where Irish culture has been outlawed and Irish culture has been oppressed by our dear neighbours. And during them times, songs and music become the recording device for history, because the people in power write the history, but those who suffer write the songs. So our true history, we believe, is recorded in our songs. Songs like the song about Billy Reid. In our history books, you won't read about that. You won't read about that event because it's not recorded in the history books, but it is recorded in song.
So even today, the kids are not learning about that?
Well, very much so, very much so. Like, you know, I look at my son's history book and there is a passing reference to significant events in Irish history, like the hunger strikes of 1981. There is a passing reference in the history books to it, but that's all it is. It's just a passing reference. We learn more about English history than we do about Irish history, which is terrible. Young people come to our gigs, and the lads will testify to this, young people come to our gigs and into our shows in Ireland, and they'll learn more about Irish history at our shows than they do in school.
Or they think you guys wrote these songs and they're new.
Sometimes they do. You know. Sometimes people will ask you about, like, you sing a song, we'll say, like, Sean South from Gary Owen, which details an event that happened in 1957. And some kids will come up to you and say, I never heard that before. I never heard that about that event. Right. So we become the teachers then. We become the carriers of the stories, do you know?
So this is very important work that you're doing then.
Yeah, and that's why we call the band the Druids as well, because the Druids, the old ancient Celtic Irish Druids, were teachers. They were teachers and carriers of culture. It's significant that we call the band the Druids as well. So
that's great. We're live at EXT in the studio here with the Druids, all the way from Ireland. Thank you guys for flying over to say hi. We're going to have them play in the studio in just a moment, but why don't we hear a couple of songs from a couple of your other CDs here. This next one that we'll play off of it is That's How I Spell Ireland. Do you want to say anything about this song?
Yeah, this is a lovely song. Paddy here has taken the vocals on this particular song. It's a song that we discovered that a couple of members of the band knew, but we hadn't performed it ourselves, isn't that right?
Yeah.
It was written by Dermot Henry from
Sligo,
but he lives down in the Bronx in New York, as far as I know. And he wrote this song, and he took the word Ireland and he took the letters out of the word and he kind of made a song out of them as such. It's a beautiful song. That's How I Spell Ireland.
Come on, you lads and lassies, and listen close to me. And I tell to you the truth about a land that's dear to me. You've read it in the papers and seen it on TV, but I will spell it out to you what Ireland means to me. I is for internment of the innocent and free. R is for resistance to the laws of tyranny. E is for the English who have torn our land apart. And L is for the love of freedom in every Irish heart. A is for the answer that we're all looking for. N is for one nation and an end to this long war. D is for the dreams of millions longing to be free. Oh, that's how I spell Ireland. That's what Ireland means to me. This land was once respected for saints and scholars too. But now the bomb and bullet, sure, that's all that makes new. I know that it's confusing and so hard to understand, but I will make it clear to you by spelling Ireland. I is for internment of the innocent and free. R is for resistance to the laws of tyranny. E is for the English who have torn our land apart. And L is for the love of freedom in every Irish heart. A is for the answer that we're all looking for. N is for one nation and an end to this long war. D is for the dreams of millions longing to be free. Oh, that's how I spell Ireland. That's what Ireland means to me. Yes, that's how I spell Ireland. That's what Ireland means.
You're listening to The Druids. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.
Rise up the starry plow in James Connolly's name. Rise up the starry plow for his glory and his fame. He joined the transport union so workers could be free. He fought for Irish freedom, for the likes of you and me. James Connolly came from Scotland, a rebel to the core. He wanted not just freedom, but socialism and more. He said, when we gain our freedom from England's cruel hands, we'll have to fight the bankers, we'll have to make a stand. So rise up the starry plow in James Connolly's name. Rise up the starry plow for his glory and his fame. He joined the transport union so workers could be free. He fought for Irish freedom, for the likes of you and me. He held his line for liberty in the GPO. He held his line for freedom and he would not let it go. Well, the Brits, they bombarded them and they smashed them brick by brick. He held his line for freedom and a socialist republic. So rise up the starry plough in James Connolly's name.
rise up the starry bell for his glory and his fame. He joined the transport union so workers could be free. He fought for Irish freedom, for the likes of you and me. Is a hero, and they shot him in a chair. They took him from the hospital and those who were there. Well, they set his lips on fire on that Easter morn, as the bullet pierced his heart and Irish Martha was born. What will his legacy be now in this land of mine, where nothing has a reason and little has a rhyme? We fought the O's in Wexford, we drove out the blackened hands. Now we fight the bankers and their greasy hands. So rise up the starry bell in James Connolly's name. Rise up the starry bell for his glory and his fame. He joined the transport union so workers could be free. He fought for Irish freedom, for the likes of you and me. So rise up the starry bell in James Connolly's name. Rise up the starry bell for his glory and his fame. Rise up the starry bell in James Connolly's name. Rise up the starry bell for his glory and his fame. So rise up the starry bell in James Connolly's name. Rise up the starry bell for his glory and his fame. He joined the transport union so workers could be free. He fought for Irish freedom, for the likes of you and me. So rise up the starry bell in James Connolly's name. Rise up the starry bell in James Connolly's name.
Just heard a couple of songs from the Druids CDs. You guys have just these three CDs?
We have another one as well that we recorded the first year that we were together, but it's not for human consumption.
All right.
It's now a collector's item.
And where can folks go to find your CDs?
We're on iTunes, but you can also go to our website as well, thedruids.ie, and YouTube, Spotify, and Spotify, and we're all the platforms.
You guys are going everywhere, huh?
Yeah, so.
But it's thedruids.ie, right?
That's it. Yeah. That's
cool.
It,
yeah. You mentioned that the people in power writing history and the folks who are suffering writing the songs.
Yeah.
That's on your website, too. I found that a very fascinating. Where did you find that?
That's a statement that was made. I alluded to the fact earlier on that I present a radio program myself in Dublin. It's actually the world's longest-running Irish folk music program, and I've been honoured to present it for the last 20 years. I interviewed a guy going back, I don't know, maybe 12 or 15 years ago, a man called Frank Hart. And Frank was a collector of Irish songs and a folklorist. And during the interview, he made that statement, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. He knocked me off my chair when I heard him saying it. Do you know, if you ever meet somebody and somebody says something to you and it just absolutely confirms what you've been thinking all along, but you haven't been able to put it into words. It was amazing. So we borrowed that phrase from Frank Hart. Yeah. So the people in power write the history, those who suffer write the songs. And I think it's so true.
Are we able to listen to your show over here in America, or is it blocked by geo-blocking?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
So when are you on?
We're on Tuesday nights in Ireland. So it's 9 o'clock in Ireland. So that'd be 5 hours previous. So probably 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 to 6 in the afternoon on Tuesdays. If you download the TuneIn app, and you can download any radio station in the world on the TuneIn app, and the station is Dublin City FM from 4 to 6 on a Tuesday.
Sounds like a fascinating show. Have to listen in.
There you go.
Thanks for that. Now, when did these two guys come in, Fran and Sean?
I'm 4 years, is it?
Yeah.
There was a couple of previous guys in at Gary, and they had a bass player there as well. And about 4 years ago, the other lads, due to work commitments and stuff like that, they had to leave the band. And I had my own band running at the time. I had one of my players out with an injury, so I was stopped and the lads were stopped. But we had agreed, myself, Paddy and Mick had agreed to do a sideline project while the two bands were stopped for the time being. It was a different approach to Irish music, what we were going to do. So we agreed to have a meeting and discuss what we were going to do. And on that day, Mick came in, Mick and Paddy called down to my house, and Mick said, we need to put the side project on the back burner. He said, we have a couple of gigs in and they need filling. Will you give us a dig out for about 3 months? And I said, yeah, that'll bring us up to the Christmas period. I said, yeah, fine, sure, I'll do it till December. And So here I am 4 years later. We're still leaking each other out. Sean,
he... Yeah, I just got a phone call off Fran one night. That Christmas period that he was talking about was just after then. It was in January. The lads had a gig down near our hometown. He spent a good bit of time on the phone talking to me, telling me about tours and places he'd be playing. And I said, sure, look, we'll go do the gig tonight and see how we go. It was a great gig and everything went well. And same with Fran. We've been here ever since. Three years ago in January there, yeah.
It's funny because I had been chasing Sean to join my previous band to be a bass player. But the bands that he had been playing in were heavy metal bands and rock and roll stuff and nowhere near the Irish stuff that we were doing. So that's why the phone call that I made to him was over an hour long, trying to convince him to come away from the kind of rubbish that he was playing and come on in here and do what we were doing. And he done one gig as a fill-in just to get his out for that Sunday night, and we managed to transform him over. So every now and again he slips back to the heavy metal stuff, but we get him back to where we need him.
That's awesome. That's great. The songs that you guys do, are there any sort of stories that have yet to be written, even from older things? Like, so does anybody writing those stories?
Oh yeah, we're writing them. We're writing them ourselves. Our Freedom album from 2014, that's 80% of that album is original songs. And we've written songs. Paddy wrote a beautiful song about Pat Finucane. Pat Finucane was a solicitor in Belfast, a lawyer in Belfast, who used to represent the Republican community, and he was murdered. And his story wasn't told in song. And Paddy wrote a beautiful song about him. He also wrote a great song about Nelson Mandela as well. The idea of freedom, the idea of what freedom meant in South Africa, but also what freedom means in Ireland as well, and the coalition between the two. And don't forget, Nelson Mandela was labelled as a terrorist when he was fighting for freedom. Mm. And so are Irish patriots labelled as terrorists as well. I've written a good few songs about our current economic situation in Ireland, where in the 26 counties of Ireland, we are seen to have freedom. But the neoliberalist policies and capitalist policies of the establishment have tied us up so much in mortgages and so on that there's not much freedom in that. We've written some songs in relation to that as well. So current issues we write about, there's no doubt. And we've lots more, both Paddy and myself have lots more songs that we need to record. And now our issue, of course, is getting time to do it. And that's our problem. But we will get around to it again. The Starry Plough is a song that I wrote about James Connolly. James Connolly was an Irish patriot. He was born in Edinburgh in Scotland in 1868, and he died just after the 1916 revolution in Ireland. He was a leader of the rebellion. Here's a connection, actually. There is a statue to James Connolly in Troy, New York. We learned this the other night. James Connolly, as well as being a leader of the rebellion in Ireland, he was also a trade unionist. And he came to America, into New York, into Buffalo, Boston, down to Philadelphia, and all up along the east coast of America, bringing the notion of trade unionism to the workers, to the blue-collar cities across the states. And one of the places that he had significant interest in was in Troy, New York. Is Troy, New York called the collar town or the
collar city? Yeah,
the collar city, where they used to make shirts or something like that. James Connolly was really involved in the trade union movement here in Troy, New York. And there was a statue to him. I think it's near the post office or something like that, or somewhere. The City Hall. Our good friend Kevin McCrill was telling, from Saratoga, was telling us this the other night. Kevin performed with us the other night, and we sang the song about James Connolly, and he was telling us this story about James Connolly's statue here in Troy. So there's a lovely connection.
So we're in the studio with the Druids. We got to get them back on the road because they got more stuff to go see and more stuff to play, songs to sing to folks. But we're going to have you guys sing a couple of songs here in the studio for us. The first one, the Bobby Sands song.
Another great song written by Bobby Sands. Bobby is renowned, of course, as being the leader of the hunger strikes of 1981, a figure that is associated with the idea of equality and freedom. But his songwriting and poetry have been overlooked. And he wrote this marvellous song. I think Fran in particular does a lovely version of it, where it talks about the idea of the transportation of Fenians from Ireland to Van Diemen's Land in Tasmania and Australia. And also actually at that particular time, Fenians like John Devoy would have came to Manhattan. He would have been exiled actually in Manhattan. The influx of Irish Fenians to America at that time was quite strong. Robert Emmet was also a young Republican leader, and he was executed back at that time as well, and the song is also a tribute to him. Great song called Back Home in Derry.
apple tree, and we sail out to sea, out from the sweet town of Derry. For Australia bound, if we didn't nod around, and the marks of our feathers we carry. In our rusty iron chains, how we sighed for our wings, good women we left in sorrow, as the mainsails unfurled, and the curses we hurled, on the English and thoughts of tomorrow. At the mouth of the file, bid farewell to the sire, as down below docks we were lying. Oh, the hardy screen, walking out of the dream, by division of our armour die. Well, the sun burnt as cruel, as we dished out the gruel, Dan O'Connor, he was down with a fever. 60 rebels a day, on for Botany Bay, how many will meet here. I was back home in Derry, and oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Well, I cursed them to hell, as her bow fog as well, a ship that's like a mark in the fire. White horses rode high, as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twine. 5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43, our comrades we buried each morning. Oh, but in our own slime, we were lost in the time, for the endless delights without all name. And oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. And oh, I wish I was back. Well, Van Diemen's Land, oh, it's hell for the man to live out his whole life in slavery. Where the climate is raw and the gun makes the law, neither one nor other right care for bright. 20 years have gone by and I've ended my bond. My comrades, their ghost walks behind me. Well, a rebel I came, I'm still the same, on the cold winter's night to the fight.
Hey, we're the Druids. You've left regular radio behind.
You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT. All right, so this next song is a song that takes us back to the early 1970s, and it details a particular event that happened in Belfast, on the Falls Road in Belfast, where a volunteer was viciously murdered by the British establishment. To add insult to injury, they kicked his body around the streets of Belfast after he was murdered. It was a horrific event that took place. It left a really kind of damaging psychological effect on the community in the Falls Road in Belfast in particular. We've been honoured on many occasions to sing this song for the family of the man in question over the years. It's always great when we get the opportunity to have family members of the people that we sing songs about in the audience. And I'll never forget the night, the first time that we played this for this man's daughter. We played a gig in Belfast and she was in the audience and it was pretty special. His name was Billy Reid, and this is the song, The Ballad of Billy Reid.
I'll sing you a song of a terrible wrong, when the flags they flew at half mast, of a man he lay dead, he was riddled with lead,
and he died on the streets of Belfast. Oh, the radio said there's another shot dead, and he died with a gun in his hand. But they didn't say why Billy Reid had to die, for he died to free Ireland. Well, it happened one day when the bowl lay all right, went out to fight for Ireland. With an old Thompson gun and the troops on the run, and return to their homes was their plan. Well, the radio said there's another shot dead, and he died with a gun in his hand. But they didn't say why Billy Reid had to die, for he died to free Ireland. Well, returning the guns, Billy met British guns, and when the fight had begun, his position was dire, for the gun wasn't fire, so he died with the old Thompson gun. Well, the radio said there's another shot dead, and he died with a gun in his hand. But they didn't say why Billy Reid had to die, for he died to free Ireland. And although he lay dead, he was kicked in the head, by the hair they dragged him around. But I still fear them yet, and never forget how brave Billy Reid stood his ground. Oh, the radio said there's another shot dead, and he died with a gun in his hand. But they didn't say why Billy Reid had to die, for he died in free Ireland. But if you think he was right, come and join in the fight, and help to free Belfast. The blood that he shed, although he lay dead, in our hearts his memory will last. Oh, the radio said there's another shot dead, and he died with a gun in his hand. Well, he didn't say why Billy Reid had to die, for he died to free Ireland. No, he didn't say why Billy Reid had to die, for he died to free Ireland.
You're listening to The Druids. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.